Thank you. today I'm speaking on behalf of the youth, and especially the youth of Central Asia. I would like to share the collective vision and action steps we have outlined for fostering a more human-centric approach to digital development, focused on digital justice. Digital justice is not just about technology, it's about people and ensuring everyone can benefit from digital technologies and progress. We have identified the digital divide as a critical barrier. This divide cuts off a lot of young people, especially young women and girls, from essential digital resources, education, and opportunities to engage in the digital economy. But we can also see that within this challenge lies our chance to design and implement solutions that will not only bridge this gap, but can really empower young people, especially young women and girls. So we have developed some key recommendations. It's vital to ensure the rights of youth organizations to operate freely and engage in meaningful advocacy. It is crucial to create structured ways for young people to participate in governments at all levels. Youth engagement through advisory boards or consultations can drive meaningful change. It is important to support initiatives led by young people, particularly those aimed at conservation, sustainable agriculture, and also climate action. And all these initiatives introduce innovative ideas that could be integrated into broader policy decisions. Furthermore, we'd like to point out the importance of regional and local skills and experience of exchange programs. These programs are essential for the practical application of sustainable solutions, ensuring that policies translate into real impact. When discussing the SDG 17, it was evident that building multi-stakeholder partnerships is essential. Yet, we are seeing challenges in financing these goals, pointing to a need for more investment and creative funding approaches, such as progressive taxation. Also, the necessity for accessible, detailed, and inclusive data has also been a recurring theme. This type of data is vital for transparency, fostering dialogue, and enabling public participation. Additionally, translating key international documents into local languages can significantly enhance global understanding and partnership development. We can see that the way forward is clear, though it comes with the challenges. The insight from today's session provides us for a roadmap for action. And we believe that by emphasizing these strategic areas and working collaboratively, we can make significant progress towards a digital future that is inclusive, just, and empowering for everyone. Thank you.